The polls are open in France today in the most important presidential election there in more than half a century. The stakes are huge. Two of the four leading candidates in this first round of voting are tough critics of the European Union. One of them, far-right candidate Marine Le Pen, wants to pull France out of the EU. Most analysts say that would be a death blow to an institution that has helped keep peace and bind Europe together for decades. NPR's Frank Langford is in a small farming village outside of Paris this morning. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, good morning, Lynn.
So, Frank, tell us first about the town where you are and what it's like there.
Well, I'm in this little village. It's called Saclay. It's about 1,800 people, about an hour's train ride south of Paris. And right around the corner from where I am is the city hall. That's the polling station. It's a valley with a lot of old stone homes. And right behind me is this 16th century mill that's been converted into a house. It's a beautiful sunny day. And honestly, I feel like I'm worlds away from central Paris.
Sounds lovely. And I know you've been talking to a lot of voters. So tell us, what kinds of things are you hearing from them about whom they support?
Actually, it's not that easy, Lynn. People are very private here. And so a lot of people wouldn't tell me, but I went to this city nearby. It's called Étampes. And I had this really interesting exchange that kind of captures the debate, not just here in France, but in the broader Western world. For some people, I think when you talk to them, you get a sense that this is a referendum on globalization for them. I was talking to this trucker. His name is Sebastien Pierre. He's 38. And he said he voted for Marine Le Pen and explained his vote. Here's what he said.
Un peu comme les Américains qui ont voté Trump.
A bit for the same reasons as some Americans voted for Trump, he told me, to get back a bit of our national sovereignty and rediscover the pride from the time of Charles de Gaulle. So what he basically is saying here is make France great again.
Well, when he's talking about sovereignty, what is he referring to there?
He's talking about the European Union, Lynn. His complaint here is because of open borders and free trade. He's had to compete for a number of years now with Romanian truckers, and they have much lower salaries. He says about 25% of what he earns. 4 years ago, because of this competition, his salary was cut about $600. And that's about a 20% cut for him. He blames foreign competition. And one of the big reasons he supports Le Pen is because she wants to take France out of the EU and change this whole situation.
And what about some other voters? Well, who are they banking on?
What was really interesting, I was at this same place in Étampes. I talked to the mirror opposite of Sebastien. This is an investment banker named Ben Agoge, and he takes a long commute in every day to Paris during the week, and he supports Emmanuel Macron. This is the most pro-European Union candidate, and a big reason is because Ben has benefited from France being in the EU. He was able to work in Dublin in banking, and here's how he explained it to me.
Thanks to Europe, I could spend 5 years in Ireland without any visa. I went over there with only my French ID, and I could find a job in 2 weeks.
And was that a good experience? A good opportunity,
yeah,
Dublin?
A good opportunity for me. I think that France overall benefited from globalization.
And that's one of the fundamental disagreements here, and certainly we saw in the UK during the Brexit vote, and also in America during Mr. Trump's victory, a fundamental disagreement over globalization and who benefits.
What are they expecting about turnout there?
Turnout has actually been surprising. A lot of people feel, a lot of voters say they're disillusioned, might not vote. Today, here in Saclay, at noon, 50% had already voted.
Frank, do you have any idea who the top vote-getters might be?
Not at all, which is what makes this such a cliffhanger. There are four kind of front runners, and polling is inaccurate here, and people have no idea late tonight who's going to be moving into the second round.
NPR's Frank Langford. Thanks so much, Frank.
Happy to do it, Lynn.
And we'll have the latest on exit polling from the French election this evening on All Things Considered.